Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday Sydney.
And a very good afternoon right across the Triple M network. We do it thanks to our friends at Bryden's Lawyers, 1-800-848-848. Grand final that we will broadcast right across the Triple M network between the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers with Hoops, Kenty, Gordon Tallis and Maroon. And joining us for a chat, we welcome him, very busy day, so good to have him in the studio, the NRL CEO, Andrew Abdo. Welcome.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Can't do much about the weather, mate. Everything else you've had control of, but can't do much about the weather.
I think it's fitting. 2020 has been that kind of year where everything's been thrown at us. So having this type of weather, I don't think is actually just another challenge. The turf looks absolutely magnificent, and I think the two teams are going to do a great job for us tonight.
Andrew, how proud of the season are you that we've had?
Immensely proud. I mean, it's been said a lot in the last couple of weeks, but I want to say it again. This was an opportunity for us to take a leadership position as a game and to work as a team. And I think the sacrifices and the commitment, and I think the discipline, and then most of all, you know, the vision. We were well supported by our chairman who pushed us, and we've delivered 174 games so far.
Yeah. Just on that leadership, I just want to say, like, I was critical of the previous administration and how they operate. And I must say, I'm really encouraged and been really impressed so far with the way you guys have administered the game. What have you tried to do differently from the previous job that was being done?
Well, I think in a crisis, what happens is you can throw away the sacred cows, and you can kind of forget about the way things have always been done, and you can look to do things differently. I think we've got a chairman that backs us and backs the game and pushes us to think boldly. We've been a lot more transparent, and having to get back on the field in difficult circumstances have forced us to connect with the clubs and build relationships with the clubs in the states and the players. And I think transparency, communication, planning, and a unified goal, that's what I think has been the real difference.
So, Andrew, is it fair to say, even through all the hardships and all the curveballs and the difficulties that the game has faced this year, there's an argument it's actually in better shape now, given everything that you've had to go through and the nicks and cuts that everybody's had to absorb and wear along the way, than what it was previously?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, clearly we've got challenges. You know, in the entertainment industry, it's competitive. People have choices. And so you have to think differently. But what this has forced us to do is do just that. We've had to, you know, make some pretty tough decisions around our infrastructure, our teams, our expenditure. And that means that we might be even more better set up and suited to being a lot more versatile and, I think, leaner and thinking differently going forward. So I'd like to think so, James, but we're playing what's in front of us. It's been a tough season. As I said, we got to 174 games. There's two more today, 176. After Origin, there'll be 180. And then we can start thinking about the future and growth. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we deliver. Our fans have stuck by us this year, and that's been terrific. Like, just to see people come out and be proud. You know, members have stuck by their clubs. We've had people supporting their fans, their teams, even though they couldn't come to games. And now we're going to have 40,000 here celebrating the grand finals day. It's been terrific.
Yeah, congratulations on the season, obviously being the world leaders through this COVID. But what's something that you learnt this year that we can, you know, move forward and hopefully it doesn't happen again and we become the game that we all want it to be?
Sometimes you have to listen before you talk, I suppose. And the advantage that I had coming from an unlikely position, I suppose, to lead the game is I had the opportunity to listen and observe and perhaps be a bit more analytical, Gordy, about things. I think the one thing that I've learned, though, is if you give people a very clear plan and a goal that makes sense, then people come together and, you know, you can achieve anything, really. So clarity of goal, simplicity, and then communication and teamwork, that's really been a standout for me.
Andrew, famously in 2012, the commission came in and put out the strategic plan, 5 years they gave themselves to achieve things, and you're obviously part of that as well. Very few got ticked off, and even at the time, a few of us who have been around the game thought it was fairly ambitious. For example, average crowds of 20,000, which the game's never had. We've never really approached that. But you talk about clear leadership and clear clear directives where you want to go. Where do you want to take the game in 5 years or 10 years?
I don't think we're at the point where we can even articulate what that is, Paul. And I think that might have been, you know, some of the challenges that we had back then. It's fine to say, oh, we want to double membership or we want to get crowds up to 20,000. But you have to understand what some of those barriers are, and then you actually have to get busy with the actions and pulling the levers that are going to enable that.
Yeah.
So I think it's we're not at the point, to be honest, to say where the game will be in 5 years' time. We've got to do that work. But I can tell you this. We have a commission, we have a chairman, and we have a real appetite amongst everyone in the game to perhaps unload the shackles and get rid of some of the things that have held us back in the past and to be a bit more bolder on some of the change that we need.
What are some of those things that have held you back, do you think?
Well, I think sometimes we've tried to be everything to everyone. And I think having a long list of we're going to do everything means that you try and do everything and you miss.
Yeah.
And you do 80% of everything, when actually what we need to do is go, these three things, if we nail this for the next 3 years, and we be number one at those three things, then you can actually knock it out of the park. And that means saying no to some things or putting them on the back burner. Prioritizing is I guess, what I'm trying to say. I think that's a real discipline in leadership, and that's where, you know, the commission has and our chairman has a big role to play, to say for the next 2 or 3 years, this is our priority. And then we'll move into other elements that follow that, because there's a lot to do, let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, let's talk even a little bit more short term, Andrew. Obviously, the COVID crisis has changed the way that everybody views the world and the way that we all live. But for next year, are we looking at 26 rounds? Are we looking at 20 rounds? Is State of Origin going to be in the middle of the season? Is it going to be at the end of the year? Is all of that in play already, or are we still sitting back and just trying to get through the more immediate?
Oh, boys, how about we just get through today? How's that time? No, I mean, it's a good question. It's a good question. Look, there's like almost sort of three elements to it. One is let's get through 2020, and it's pretty exciting to think about four games of State of Origin in a month. Then I think the players and the clubs and the officials need a break. So we're going to make sure that there's a, you know, they get back to their families and their friends and they reset. At this stage, who knows what 21 looks like? We're planning for all different scenarios. The thing is, we've learned quite a lot this year about what works, what doesn't work. We're not trying to get back on the field first, and we're not trying to convince people that this will be safe. We've demonstrated that. So if we don't have a vaccine for the start of preseason, which, you know, which looks unlikely, then the protocols and the methods of training and getting back onto the field will be a lot different to this year. We've got the benefit of, I suppose, a lot of experience and what works, what doesn't work. We need to make it sustainable for our players and officials, and that's what we're working on at the moment.
Are you concerned that the players won't have an appetite to go in the bubble again?
Well, that's what people said at the start of this season, or when we shut down in March. Everyone said, oh, you know, because you can have the best protocols in the world. If people aren't prepared to do it, then they aren't going to work. You know, we had 95,000 temperature checks this year of players. It's an amazing stat.
Yeah.
Zero infections. And yes, people made mistakes, and, you know, there were elements of where those protocols weren't adhered to, but they were in the minority, and part of that was just learning. People doubted the players and officials back then. I don't think we can doubt them. They've proven themselves. And I think people have an appetite to do what it takes to get the season going. I have absolutely no doubt that in 21, everyone is going to be hungry for the season. That includes the players. That includes, you know, the officials. And most importantly, the fans.
Two great narratives this year, and they've both made it through to the final Sunday of the season. The Penrith Panthers, nobody predicted they could possibly be in this position, Andrew, and then the Melbourne Storm, who've just been one of these benchmark sides now for essentially the best part of the last two decades. One of the heroes of the last time Penrith played in the grand final was Craig Gower, a well-respected knockabout character within the game. I'm told last week after the Panthers beat the Bunnies, he actually came and knocked on the box and wanted to come in and shake your hand and Peter Volandi's and pass on his thanks for everything that you've done in terms of getting the game back up and running.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone is a bit surprised by what's happened this year, and everyone was a bit taken aback. But again, we talk about what it means to people. So you contrast the two teams we have here. Penrith and the Storm. You got Nathan Cleary playing his 100th game tonight, and you got Cameron Smith playing his 430th game. You know, Craig Bellamy, this is his 9th grand final. Ivan Cleary, this is his 2nd. So you've got two contrasting elements, but I can't call it.
Andrew Abdo, the NRL CEO, congratulations. Appreciate you joining us on Triple M NRL on Grand Final Day. Enjoy the game later this evening.
And please don't stop throwing punches. You and Peter, I love it. I love it. And Queenslanders love it, mate, the way he's giving it everybody. I love it. Tell him I'll jump in the trench with him.
I think PVL started the chainsaw, Gordy, and handed it to him.
I've got another bit of fuel to put, mate, so it'll never run out of fuel, the chainsaw.
I'd just like to say one thing quickly. You guys have done a terrific job for us, Triple M, keeping our fans connected to the footy throughout the season. I want to call out the great work you guys have all done in the media industry. This has been as hard for you as it has been for everyone else. And I think you guys have done a terrific job. But I also want to thank our fans that are listening. They're stuck by the clubs, particularly members, and have kept listening, have kept supporting and following, and that's what's really been spurring us on. And Gordy, you know, you speak about throwing punches. I mean, what are we doing it for? Because we love this game, and because we know it means a lot to a lot of people. Yeah. And if it wasn't for that, then you know, you'd run out of adrenaline. But it's been terrific, so thank you.
Well said, Andrew. Andrew Abdo from the NRL there, folks. You're listening to Triple M NRL on Grand Final Day. We'll be back after a short break.
Sunday Sydney.
Nice to be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to Triple M NRL Sunday Grand Final Day. Best day of the year, folks. And right now, we are about to hear from our very own Anthony Maroon. Once again, he has written a cheque that his body can't cash. He had a foolish bet with the Penrith Panthers legend, Mark Geyer, of 1991 Grand Final game last week. If the Bunnies were beaten by the Panthers, he was going to sing the Penrith team song at the Grand Final. And he's about to do it, Kenty. I'll tell you what, he's looking a little bit Julie Anthony down there at the moment.
He lost a bet to MG, Mark Geyer, after the prelim final.
Here we go.
And as a fanatical, he's been introduced.
This is actually over the PA, folks.
We all know,
as we
Maroon will now have to sing the Panthers' winning song here at ANZ. Go the mighty Panthers. Take it away, Maroon.
Thank you, Steve. Beautiful weather for it. Panthers fans, I'm going to need your help for this one. Go the Panthers today. And here we go with the Panthers theme song. Tensions running high. It shows on every face. The coach runs through with the game plan. You're in the finals race. The first up tackle hurts you.
I think he's behind.
He's out of key. But the only thing that's on your mind is you're close enough to score. Everybody go.
His timing's right out, as it has been all year.
Go the mighty mountain, and you're here.
Oh, he's got the words wrong.
Go the mighty Panthers, there's a chance here to be great. Go the mighty Panthers, I'm away.
He looks like Liza Minnelli circa 1984.
Yeah, beautiful job, Maroon from Triple M.
Oh, right. Terrible. Terrible.
That is what you call champagne radio. I'll tell you what, he was out of key. He was out of time. You said Liza Minnelli. I was thinking Billie Jean King. Maybe a little bit of Julie Anthony was who he referenced earlier from the 84 and 1985 grand finals, Kenty.
Yeah, look, I think, Julie Anthony, she would be deeply embarrassed by that comparison. I tell
but
you
he
what,
really, and he really fancies himself. Like, you know, in the breaks, boys, he sings, you know, what's his name, like Phil
Billy
Collins
Joel.
Joel or Bruce Springsteen, and you know, every time I go to karaoke and all that, and that's it. And he tried hard. The worst thing is that was it. That's the best he's got.
Gordy, he sent us a practice video during the week that landed in our little Hoops and I's little inbox. And I actually thought he was taking the piss a bit because it was so out of key and so poorly done. I thought he was like trying to lead us into a bit of a false sense of security here that he's just going to be a bit of a G up. But, you know, when the time come, watch him go. But I tell you what, He's still in need of a run.
He's backed up because he did sing at last year's grand final as well. We should point out that wasn't put over
that
the
was
PA.
That was the national anthem.
And it wasn't put on the big screen. This has been up on the big screen out here, folks, out at ANZ Stadium. And he did sing the national anthem. Look, he does fancy himself as a bit of a singer. I'll give him credit here. He's welched on a lot of bets over the course of the last couple of years that we've all been bantering around on the radio. Well, he has actually delivered on, on this one.
It's because he's got no shame.
He's got no choice either.
You couldn't embarrass him.
He'd just be copying it.
It's impossible.
Well, because he's self-promoting. He's out there. He's hoping that those guys come to his next trivia night.
He might fancy himself as a he might try and start up a little bit of a karaoke king style of Operation Gordy. Branch out in terms of rocket industry.
How could you use that as a recommendation? Like that won't encourage people. That will discourage people.
He'll blame the PA system. Yeah,
Hey, what's the bet? Look, we'll give it a serve when he gets back. I bet he blames the PA system.
All right, well, we'll take a short break here on NRL Grand Final Day. We are doing it all for Triple M and for Bryden's Lawyers. We'll be back shortly, and we will have the great Anthony Maroon back on deck to tell us about his performance out here at ANZ Stadium.
For McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy. A Triple M NRL. Classic grand final moment. 2019. The Sydney City Roosters. James Tedesco.
8 minutes to go. 8 points all. Played to Keary. Veers down the left. Short pass Mitchell. Beautiful pass to Tupou. Into the backfield. Gives it to Tedesco. Goal! Bye! The Roosters are in front. It's tense in controversy. But come up the moment. Come up the man. And James.
And welcome back to Triple M NRL on Grand Final Day, the best day of the year. That was last year, the six again, furore with the Canberra Raiders and the Sydney Roosters. But right now we'd like to welcome back in the host with the most, Anthony Maroon. He's been down on the field out here at ANZ Stadium. He's been over the PA. They had him up on the big screen singing the Panthers team song. How was it, Anthony?
It was a good experience. I quite enjoyed it, actually. I've got a lot of very positive feedback, too.
Just, have you?
Yeah. Just,
feedback from the microphone?
Yeah. Because there were a few technical issues.
What were they?
Well, you just seemed all out of time.
Mate, are you serious? I'm not a professional singer, Paul. Yeah. The main thing is that I that I honoured my bet, I think.
You did, mate. No, we did point that out earlier. Gordon, what did you think of the performance?
Was it something wrong with the P? Hang on one sec. Gordon?
I'll give you the Simon Cow. I think you need to go away, get a bit more experience.
Right.
work on your vocals a little bit. And I just thought that you might need a bit of auto-tuning or something like that. You might need to go see Britney Spears' manager.
Well, while I was down there, I was able to speak with Kylie Haynes about what we should do next year for the entertainment.
Mm.
Yeah,
I suggest, what about this for an idea, Paul? Is it an all Aussie thing? Yeah. Like, hand out raffle tickets, right? Mm. Like, hand out sort of...
Sounds like a winner already.
30,000 raffle tickets, okay? And then of the 30,000, pick out 300 people and have the world's biggest ever cocky Laura out there in the middle.
Wow. You know? I like it. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
That would
good
work,
idea.
Wouldn't it?
Good idea.
The Queenslanders, that's Bull Rush, isn't it?
Yeah, Bull Rush.
Bull Rush.
Cocky Laura. Some people call it British Bulldog.
Yeah. I like that idea, Anthony. I tell you what, you're a thinker, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are. You're an ideas
but
man.
But somebody would have to nominate to be the first tackler.
How did Kylie receive
the cocky Laura idea?
Well, she said she'd get back to me.
Okay.
So, I hope she wasn't from Queensland, didn't understand you, and then misunderstand you.
You could be going for three in a row, though, in terms of grand final appearances, couldn't
you?
We've done the national anthem, then we've done the Panthers team song. Look, I thought you did a decent job, mate. It's not your fault that the timing, there are a couple of technical difficulties with the actual timing of the PA.
Only one line wrong. That was good.
No, you're right. I mean, it's done now. I mean,
mate, you aimed up. I'll give you credit where credit's due.
Yeah, good to see you've actually paid a bet that you lost.
Well, I paid the bet that I lost last
year. You did pay last year too.
Missed a couple in between, but that's
not the ones that you make up.
We don't, Anthony, Honestly,
no. Nah, come on, mate.
Nothing's fabricated. But you have collected a couple of Dele M points already.
I tell you
the game
what.
Hasn't even started, but you've picked up two Dele M points for this evening after that performance.
Yep. As oftentimes in the history of this show that I've felt very uncomfortable, and never more than I feel right now. So in 25 minutes, I'll be having taken the rest of the year off. Oh, no, we've got our State of Origin show.
Correct.
Yes. All right, let's do this.
Welcome to Maroons Trivia Night.
All right, so because it's our final, it's the final week of the regular season here, we are going to do the year that was, the year in review, stuff that happened in the NRL this year. And having said that, you should go all right at this one, Hoops. All right?
Thanks, Maroon.
Your name's your buzzer. Let's check your buzzer. Gordy?
Gordy.
Hoops.
Paul?
Paul.
Righto, here we go. The year that was. First question. What team finished second last this year?
Hoops.
Paul.
Hoops.
Bulldogs.
Yes. Question number two. In 2020, what popular sports journalist became known as the Seabold sympathiser?
Hoops.
Paul. Hoops.
Brent Reed.
Oh, he's 2-0 up. He saved the best for grand final.
Finishing with the flurry.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
A Mick flurry.
How many coaches were stood down this
Paul.
Season?
Paul. 45.
Five is right, so it's 2-1. It's 2-1. All right. Okay, so
that was a bit of a technical difficulty there. Stood down.
Well, hang on.
Sacked.
They were sacked.
Do you want?
No, that's all right.
Do you want to wait your race finishes?
You've
before
minced
you...
around.
Ah, oh, fair.
That's all right.
Okay, so you're 2, you're 1, Paul.
Yep.
And you're none, Gordon. The next question is: on Thursday, March 12th. On Thursday, March 12th, who became? Yes.
Andrew Abdo.
Incorrect. The question was going to be on Thursday, March 12, who became the first team to win a game in 2020? And it would have been Parramatta. But doesn't matter. You're wrong. Let's just leave it there. You're wrong and we'll move on. You're winning 2-0. Hoops. Next question. In the NRL season this year, Panthers had one loss and
Paul.
One... Yes.
Goody.
Paul.
Parramatta.
I know the answer.
You're on minus one. We can only accept one answer.
It was going to be Newcastle, wasn't it? Who did they draw with?
Yes, but anyway, you're on two. Paul's on minus one.
Oh, this
and Gordon's
is...
on zero.
Mate, why'd you...
No,
you
Paul's on minus today? Two.
Why don't you let me get a question out before you try and answer it?
Hoops is actually
paying
attention.
That's been his theory all year. He just says it, then you finish the answer.
Yeah.
No, Gordon, don't make it.
Can we just clarify, what's the prize on offer today as well?
Oh, the prize is... A VHS copy of the 1981 teen sex comedy Porky's.
Oh, that's outstanding. That's one of the best prizes of the year.
Yes. All right. Okay.
Righto.
After a dramatic fallout with the Bulldogs, what forward arrived at the Raiders?
Hoops. Corey Harawira.
Oh, he's done it. He's won one.
There you go.
That's fantastic. Well, mate, you know what the prize is. It's a copy of the 1981 teen sex comedy Porky's.
Yep.
On its way to your place. Have you got a video recorder?
No, I'll borrow yours.
All right, no worries at all.
Yeah. No, because Maroon's only got a beater. He doesn't have VHS.
All right, oh well, and it'd be still technology that's too new for Queensland.
Boom tish.
Yeah. Let's take a break as Triple M rocks the grand final.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
My wife's Miss Portugal's listening.
Is she? Christine. Hello, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Having a good day?
She told me last night she's got an appointment today with a man in Favreau Street about having her ring resized. So whatever that means, I don't know.
Well, she's clearly talking about her wedding ring.
Well, I assume so.
Mate, I can't believe you would say that.
I assume that's what she said.
That is just so wild.
That's what she said.
That is so
That
wild.
Is what she said.
God, I hope she leaves you. You'd be in a world of hurt.
Well, mate, honestly. Honestly,
her
mate,
ring.
What have we become to that? That's now what you've sunk to the crack jokes about.
Well, she's got a number of rings, Paul. She's got a one I bought her for 40th. She's got a wedding ring, an engagement ring.
Right.
Somebody in Portugal carved
so which
ring gave her a ring.
Size then?
One of the. Number. I don't know. One of the.
And what? Why does it no longer work?
Well, because she lost a little bit of weight.
Oh, okay.
Now that you ask. Anyway, boys.
Mm. Mate, seriously.
Macca's moments.
She needs to lose about another 85 kilos, which is you.
Okay, we're going to go to the audio here. Tag.
Mate, the way he's going today, Gordy, he might. The Camaro will get in the driveway, all his stuff will be on the front lawn.
Tack on. Like Tommy Radonikis, the horse ring.
Oh, you blokes. Tackle the heat of the new McSpicy burger from Macca's. Macca's Moments. Triple M NRL lovers voted this as the Macca's Moment of 2020.
The 2020 Macca's Moment of the Year. Round 15, Gold Coast Titans v Canberra Raiders. Josh Papali's try-saving ankle tap.
Now, Starling to Williams, puts a kick up. Surely they catch this. Taken on the full by Jamal Fogarty. Back to the 20 metres for a restart, which he does very quickly. Jamal Fogarty's away. Oh, he's away, Fogarty. Over the 30.
That's the play of the season.
Yeah, that's beautiful to watch. Play of the season, Sterling.
Play of the season.
Yeah, that's a wonderful bit of... I don't think anyone will forget that when big Josh Papali, he just got the ankle of Fogarty and brought him down. Boys, would you like to add a Macca's moment for the year while we've got a minute?
Ooh. Oh, so moment good. Of the year.
Well, you said 360 on Wednesday night. We were asked this same question. I thought you hit the nail on the head with the May 28th. The fact that
the big pit that didn't happen on the field, but I think as far as
coming
significant
back,
moments
yeah.
this year, the NRL's decision to bulldoze forward and say, you know what, we're coming back, despite the criticism at the time, where there's an hysterical element saying thousands could be dying every day and all the rest of it.
Yeah,
which we now know the silliness of that. But I thought that was pretty special.
Hoops.
For me, Anthony, it was without doubt the Gold Coast Titans five in a row towards the back end of the season. Once again, you decided to throw out an outlandish bet, which you didn't think was any chance of coming to fruition. And then the Titans, being the fighting style of a club that they are, strung five wins together, did the right thing, and then put the heat squarely back on your good self.
No, I mean, the Dragons winning, Titans beating the Dragons reserve grab was massive.
What about Gurgi? Yeah. He's out practicing a bit of Anthony Maroon just spying in through the window there. Like.
Yes, hello,
Gurgi. Oh, Tomcat.
We've Tomcat. We've got 20 seconds, Gordy. Would you like to nominate one?
Let's go for little Charlie Staines. What, making his debut was a five tries at Cogger Oval. He scored six in two games. So, I tell you what, if you make your debut and score five tries and can't get it and only get two games for the year, I think, mate, that's a fair stat, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
that was a highlight that day.
Well, that's it.
And
for
then
the
he got lockjaw that night.
Gordy, I wish I could say it's been a pleasure, Gordy, but we'll see you again next year.
It has been a pleasure.
Love
Anthony.
It, guys.
Yes.
My Sunday's my favourite day of the week.
Good on you, mate.
On
good
you, Gordy.
To catch up, and hope the Titans go well next year. I think they will. Hoops, what are your commitments for the rest of the week, mate?
We've got a NRL 360 wrap-up show tomorrow on Fox, Anthony. Mm-hmm. So, tune in, Fox 502. We'll have all the wash-up from what's guaranteed to be the biggest game of the season tonight.
Well, NRL 360, my favourite NRL show, and my favourite, of course, Ben Eich and Paul Kent. We will see you on NRL 360.
You will, Anthony. I'll be the little angry bloke sitting next to Ben.
Okay, mate. Good on you, fellas. Enjoy grand final today. We're going to hand it over to Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, and M. Lawrence, who will be doing the sideline for us today as well. It's all coming up. Triple M Rock and the NRL grand final for Bryden's Lawyers. 1-800-848-848. Bye for now.
McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.